Welcome to the Old Fashioned Three. They've been around basketball from the Big Dipper to the Greek Freak, from Russell Celtics to Curry's Warriors, from Peach Baskets to Paolo Banchero. Here are Whitey Gleason, Phantom, and Jerry Reynolds.
Yes, that was that cat.
That was that cat, all right. Yeah.
Hey, we obviously have a lot
Wow, look at that. We are on the beach.
I'm so warm.
I dressed for the show.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Kings last night. Went to the beach early, didn't they?
Yes, yes. We obviously have a lot to get to, but I'm not sure we're ready. First things first, we just moments ago, though, a rhubarb, a brouhaha between Mr. Reynolds, the great Jerry Reynolds, and the great Mr. Basketball about the streaming of the Chiefs game. Are we okay? Because you guys are going at it.
I think we're okay. I don't know. Jerry has some misplaced anger. I thought he was a little bit upset with Peacock. For putting the game on Peacock, and I'm like, they're making a business move. Get mad at the NFL, and he said, I'm mad at them too. So I don't know what the end result is.
Well, you know what happened was.
What happened was you couldn't watch the game.
But you were not happy about that.
I was not, but I was boycotting them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Out of general principles.
Sure.
The few I have left.
Yeah.
But to Mr. Basketball's credit, he made a good point. And I think he's right. However, I don't care.
I'm mad at both of them.
If you don't have Peacock, and I'm assuming you don't.
I don't.
So you're not really boycotting it. You don't have it.
He could have gotten it.
Now you're really just pissing me off.
Hey, great game, though. Great game.
Yeah.
Chiefs are in the playoffs, and they won a
game. They're still in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's the end result.
Yeah. And Mahomes has to go to Buffalo. Yeah. First time he's been on the road other than Super Bowl.
Get that helmet fixed, huh?
Thinking of putting it on Peacock because it was so successful.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what they're thinking of doing.
I think so.
They're thinking about that.
Yeah, I think so. Or Hulu. Yeah.
Hulu would be excellent.
Yes.
I get Hulu.
Or Paramount Plus would be good because you got Yellowstone and you can watch the game.
Apple Plus would be really good.
He won't quit, will he?
No, he's not going to quit.
Amazon.
But I know. I see a strategy. He's trying to do whatever he can to avoid us having to talk about whatever that was that happened last night between the Kings and the Phoenix Suns. They had mathematically, supposedly, a 99.9% chance to win that game. You're up 22 with 8:17 left, whatever it was. Jerry, I don't know if you saw the game. I'm assuming you did. The Kings lost the game.
It wasn't on Peacock.
No, he's on free TV, over the air TV.
Well,
and like it's like God intended.
Yes,
did God intend for that to happen?
No, that was the evil Satan coming out
that
to play.
Egregious.
Evil Satan.
Yeah,
but that was. Well, you could tell the momentum switched, and I knew it's like, oh, this don't have a good feel to it. But I thought, you know, come on, they can.
You got a cushion. You had 22 points.
Go score 8 or 10 points, and they can't catch you.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you the one possession to me that stood out as that was the one that was, I'm not saying it cost them the game, but it was indicative of what was wrong and how things went sideways. Okay, it was 113-106. So the Kings, they had that big lead, but you're up 7, right?
Yeah.
There's like 2:37 left, and you got the ball.
But it doesn't feel like 7.
No, but you're like, okay, we're up. We got the ball. We still have a chance to restore some order here. Fox comes down the floor. Sabonis comes out. You get a switch. So you get Durant comes out on Fox.
Okay.
And you got, I think it was Grayson Allen on Sabonis, smaller player. So, Mr. Bass, if you're De'Aaron Fox and that happens, what are your options?
I'm looking to get it to my big guy because he's got what we call a mismatch.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar, but
sure.
Get it to the mismatch guy.
Yeah. That would be probably the first option. What else could you maybe do with a bigger guy on you?
Try to get around him.
Maybe that's what I would do.
Durant is quite mobile, however, and very long.
Like he was.
No, but he's 6'11 still, and that doesn't go away. But so that would be my second choice. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not Mr. Basketball. I never coached the NBA, but I agree with you. What happened was De'Aaron Fox ended up taking a fall away three that Durant blocked, and then the Suns went down. And Durant hit a three, and then now you're really in trouble. 113-109.
Then you're really getting tighter.
I just
on the
watched
neck.
That going. What? How? how could you make such a poor decision?
And no, it was. I mean, I don't know how much you could anything worse. Because even with if you don't take advantage of Grayson Allen, say, or try to inside, I mean, Fox's advantage he has on Durant is to drive him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and he's always said the only guys that bother him on the perimeter are long guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you are, ultimately.
That's about the longest you're going to
get.
You know, and his heart wasn't even really, it was kind of a fall away sort of a, they just lost their composure.
Well, that's the thing, Jared. That's the thing. I mean, you hear from Coach Brown after he said, well, this is a great learning experience for us. Well, that would be something you should learn from right there, that exchange. But you should already know that. He's at, what, his sixth year or whatever it is? You should already know that. You should know in that situation, this is my first option, this is my second option. This is kind of like option nine. Mm-hmm. That's what you'd think. And I don't think they would need to know that. I don't see what you're learning in that situation.
Well, I thought he and Monk just really got into too much individual play, you know, trying to make play. I got to go make a play.
Right.
And sometimes, well, you got ahead because the ball moved. And you just took what the defense gave you type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the one thing I've said for 2 years now or a year and a half is that I still think I'm right, is that in the last 5 minutes, you need some structure play calls, some things you know you can run.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to be free-flowing and all that, but mm-hmm. I think it – history proves that in the playoffs and in any regular season, that last 5 minutes of defense gets tougher.
Yes.
It gets more physical because officials let stuff go. So you need to say, okay, we can get a shot. This is how we get a shot.
Right.
Even worst case scenario there, you're running some clock, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which also the clock is your ally. I thought they should have gotten the ball to Sabonis more down the stretch and run things through him.
I did, too. I mean, obviously, I don't think he's ever played this good for a stretch of games. I mean, it's almost these last two games
numbers
going to waste.
Numbers are incredible, yeah.
Incredible. And, why not? You know, there's not a selfish bone in his body. Not that he couldn't score effectively, which he clearly is doing, but he'll find an open shooter like a Murray or somebody or a Fox or whoever. So, I thought that was a real, real part of what went wrong.
To Mr. Basketball's point, as far as what Coach Brown had to say, I thought that was a situation where Mike Brown is like, I'm going to go with this. He can't say what he really thinks. Yeah, I mean, you've been there. It's all a learning experience. What else can he say?
Oh,
we choked.
During that
but
portion
he knows,
of the game, what he should have done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they should run some offense. Like, but as far as what he said afterwards,
right. What's he
you're right.
Say?
He knows that they should know better. But it's, I think he's running out of things to say.
Right. But he said that on many occasions, though. I mean, he said, well, this is a great
fallback.
Learning experience. It is. But a 22-point lead against a team which is not a young team. It's a pretty veteran team. And so, I mean, I think that sounds a little bit hollow to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
lesson you should have learned from last night, you should have already known. So last night doesn't happen.
Well, and it's a team that's been together.
Exactly.
You know, it'd be different if it was last year in, first part of the season.
Yep.
You might could buy in, but
no,
I don't buy it. I mean, there's a few things that are consistent, if there is such a thing. Poor defense.
Well, that's kind of a discouraging one to start with.
No, I mean, really, they're a poor defensive team. They might be a little better than last year, but they're still poor. And it always shows up, seems like,
at the wrong times, and then,
in my mind, really not enough structure offensively late.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you have to play different. No, it's a different game, so play different.
Yeah, with that lead, that should have been a breeze. And speaking of, there's no breeze today at all.
No,
even the waves have stopped.
It's a little humid, really, in here. Yeah, it's
yeah.
a little strange. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. You don't usually see really just static, trees. I mean, they don't move at all.
Right, right.
Usually a little bit of a wafting
some
breeze.
Kids are going to come. They're going to want this court at some point here.
I'll tell you what,
that'd be
a good time to shoot on the basket, though. Isn't that great?
yeah.
When you play outdoors and there's no wind.
Yeah.
And it's 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Kind of like last night.
Kind of like last night. I saw You reminded me. I was watching the Denver game a little last night, and Denver had a takeaway, and Porter had the ball in the corner. And he went up for three, and there were two guys under the basket waiting for the rebound, and they are both on the Nuggets too. And I was sitting there going, you know, if you just passed it to one of those guys, they could probably make it. But that's the way
which
it is.
Which is
today.
More phantom? Yes. Which is worth more?
Do you have a 40% chance of a three or a 99.9% chance of a two? Because you have Gordon and Jokic under the basket with nobody defending them.
Yeah, but you
so,
know,
I mean, that's today's game right there in a nutshell. For
yeah, me. And the sad part is, if he does that, they may pass it back.
No, they'll go up the list. They'll go up to lay it
you
up.
Know then, yeah, you know Jokic would, huh? You know Jokic would for sure.
Then they'll throw it back. After he goes up for his layup, then he'll throw it back to the corner, yeah.
By the way, speaking of the Breeze, I remember reading that the Miami Floridians of the ABA,
yes.
At one point they had to play in like a converted air
a hangar?
Hangar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had to, it got really hot, so they'd have to open the doors, and the wind would affect shots
yes.
at one end of the floor, according to legend.
And a plane landed during halftime.
Now that's basketball.
There you go.
That's how basketball
yeah.
is.
That's the love of the game right there. You got to love the game.
Well, in the 1956 Olympics.
Oh, my gosh.
In Australia.
In Melbourne, yeah.
They played outdoors.
I think first Olympics, I think, in St. Louis in 1930, whatever.
Well, I thought you meant the first ones. Jerry and I were there. We had good seats for that one. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But Bill Russell told me, I said, and, of course, a different Olympic ball. But he said, you know, and Jerry West, Oscar, you know, what a girl. But they played, they said, you know, we're just so much better if we hadn't have been. You know,
because you didn't know what they're doing.
You know, you had to kind of account for the wind for the jump shooters, and then said the ball was a little bigger.
Get into the big fella.
He would have been great on that rule in the international rule that you can touch the ball after it hits the rim. Bill Russell would have been the greatest. He was already the greatest defensive player. It would have made him even greater.
Yeah. Speaking of international basketball,
yeah, I love
what's
that.
Up with Sasha? What do we do with Sasha?
What's up with Sasha? Well, he was good last night.
Yeah,
and. You know, my opinion is, and I don't know if he's good enough but you're not going to find out in 2 minutes here and 3 minutes there. Put him in there as a least consistent role player, a 20-minute role player, where he knows he, you know.
Third guy
say,
up the bench
say,
or whatever
Sasha,
it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Go get him.
Go get him, buddy.
Let it fly. And
let it fly. And go play because – I mean, there's a couple things I think he does. He's limited athletically. He's not as big as you want, but he tries hard. He's got a tough. He is tough.
Yeah, I know. But the way you couch that, is like,
I know.
He's limited, and he tries hard, though. I mean, I love that about the kid.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, you're not bringing Joel Embiid off the bench.
No, I know.
I mean, it's he is who he is, but I mean, you're looking for somebody that you can count on.
Yeah, obviously you are.
And can you?
Well,
we don't know yet, but I don't know that it's all his fault. I mean, I think it's tough to play anybody
in spurts.
Spurts.
And not knowing when you're going to come in. And that's the thing. One of the things I think that makes it so difficult about the last two games is, I mean, you know, does that mean that you got to change things now because of these two games? You barely lost these two games. You could have won both of them. You could have split them. But the fact that you lost them both, now do we have to make massive changes? Is there a guy out there we could bring in that would have changed the last two games? It really affects the way I think you look at it going forward, because if you win those two games, you got a 4-1 road trip, and you're pretty happy with what you've got, and maybe you're going with the same group. But now you look at it, and we lost 2 out of 3. So, I mean, it just – I don't know what they're going to do going forward as far as getting more players. You can't bring somebody in, like I say, that's going to change what happened in the last two games. It doesn't work that way. And to your point, you've got guys who you don't know what you've got, and you've got to figure it out somehow. But
some of them you do.
But how do you do that in the
Some of them you do.
Well, Sasha, but how do you do that in the course of trying to win the game and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, all I can say is, the way that you're right, had they won them, you probably wouldn't be thinking the same way. But you didn't.
No, I know.
You
did. Absolutely.
And I would argue you're lucky you didn't, because otherwise you might think you're better than you are. But
yeah.
That's
I'd be a little fool's gold.
Maybe.
Yeah, but your record would be pretty impressive. I mean, you'd be 25-15 or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's pretty good.
Well, anyway, you're currently you're seventh in the West and heading the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because the West is different this year. Mm-hmm. It's tougher.
It's real different.
Real different. Yeah. And there's Utah is really they're coming on strong.
Yeah. And I keep wanting to kill the Lakers, and then they'll win an impressive game. Well, maybe I got to pay attention.
Well, they are the Lakers, so, you know, if they –
I just want to kill them so much.
Me too, but they'll get a play-in, and that's – just like last year, so they could win the West almost.
Yeah, I know you have dealt with trades, and so some of the rumors and things that fly around probably drive you crazy. And one that's driven me crazy for weeks now is this talk that, you know, Utah may make Lauri Markkanen available. It's like, why in the world? Why would they do that?
One all-star, what are you going to do, give him away?
He's their franchise guy.
And he's good, and they're winning now.
You're going to build around the second-round choice you get for him or something? Yeah, yeah.
Lauri Markkanen, let's trade. They'll gladly give up a franchise young guy that's, you know, it's kind of the next version of Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
Sure, let's move on from him.
And then I saw another one that said, well, I don't know if they're going to trade Markkanen, but maybe they'd trade you Walker Kessler. Like, no, they're not going to do that.
I mean, they're looking for a piece or two at this stage.
You
know, they've got three or four guys that, you know, young guys that are players and a young coach. And no, they're kind of like Oklahoma City was last year.
Woo.
And, well, and we're not offering much, right? I mean, that's the other side of the trade thing. We're trying to get people by giving them our leftovers. That's just not going to work out.
You know, generally speaking, when you trade, the other team has to want what you're trading.
That would be helpful. That's a 50-50 kind of deal.
See, that's where I think that could be where Sasha comes in. I still think he may have value there.
Yeah, well,
he's not that athletic, but he tries really hard.
So he's not going to forget that, is he?
And the thing is, you were dead on with it.
No,
exactly.
I like it. I don't know what
everybody
needs.
Well,
I don't. No, and I don't know either. And I mean, I think there's a good chance, you know, at the end of the year, if you did that, you'd say, well, he's not good enough.
Yeah.
But we already established that with some others.
You're kind of centered in on that.
I understand
what you're saying.
Sorry, guys. Duarte. Sorry. Excuse me.
I think he is.
I have here the fourth quarter box score. I advise you not to look at it too closely. One of the things that stands out to a point that Coach made earlier, last night in the fourth quarter, Keegan Murray took one shot, made it. It was a three-pointer.
Nice shot, Keegan.
Domantas Sabonis took two shots in the fourth quarter. He made them both.
So they're 3-for-3 right there.
Sasha Vezenkov, despite his limitations, he took one shot in the fourth quarter. He made it. So those three guys are
4-for-4.
Yeah. However,
feed them. Feed the hot hand.
De'Aaron Fox was 3-for-8. Malik Monk was 1-for-6. Those two guys kind of, you know, when they want to win, they kind of hijacked the offense in the fourth quarter.
Well, they did, and it didn't work. And then the turnovers. You know, you took great care of the ball the whole game until the fourth quarter when it counted. And you just coughed it up, and it wasn't. You couldn't make the case that Phoenix was playing some level of great defense. I mean, they were trying. You know, finally, kind of woke up a little bit. That's true.
They made a shot.
Durant was. He had the walkabouts for three quarters himself. You know, and by the way, one other little tidbit that strikes me is like Milwaukee. You needed Grayson Allen. That guy's one of the more underrated players in the league, and he's been making shots for 2 years now.
Yeah,
at a high level.
That was a great
place.
And he's
fairly skilled. He stays in his lane. You know, it's like they get all excited about Bradley Beal and Eric Gordon, and the truth is, Grayson Allen is probably better than either one of them as far as winning ball games.
Right now
because he fits in better.
Because
it's a better fit,
especially with Booker and Durant. You already got your two. Yeah. ISO guys.
Yes.
And you know, and of course, there again, it's like we're talking about, one of the things Phoenix could do late in the game, that if you're going to go ISO and play one-on-one, which they do, they've got the guys to do it.
Mm-hmm. They took 11 threes in the fourth quarter. Did Phoenix? They made 7 of them. Mm-hmm. That's pretty
good. My boy Eric Gordon was in there.
Yeah, he started making them, you know. Well, he will, too. I mean, he will.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's
kind of what he's around. We know his limitations,
too.
That's exactly what he does.
That's what he does.
Yeah, I watched him last night. I was thinking, oh, we're doing the pod tomorrow. I wonder if Fannin will have something unfair and unflattering to say about Eric Gordon and his physique.
Shot a couple pounds off last night. I think he did.
No,
nicely
that's
done.
Not right.
Nicely done, Eric.
Not right at
Always
all.
Loved the guy. Always loved the guy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he was, you know, when he first came to the league, I thought he was going to be a superstar.
Really?
I didn't. Yeah, I did.
Is that with the Clippers?
Well,
was he originally?
Yeah, Clippers. Yeah. You know, I thought he's the next Mitch Richmond, you know.
Wow.
Body, strong
yeah,
body.
Yeah,
could really shoot it.
A little more doughy than Mitch.
But, Yeah. Well, Mitch wasn't anything doughy about Mitch.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's true. But he wasn't quite that way at that age.
Yeah, he was a little younger.
Yeah.
And I was a fan even then, even when he was thinner.
Phantom, here's the big deal, the way I see it with the Kings. Uh-oh. Sam Amick reported last month, which is part of the car show. Sam Amick reported in The Athletic that the Kings are looking to add offense. They feel like they've made enough improvements defensively. And when I read that, and you know, Kyle Draper and I were talking about that, I was like, well, that's not right. That's not right. And we talked to Sam. Sam says, that's what they told me. Well, you had after the Kings lost to New Orleans a week ago, Sunday, whatever it was, after the game, the coach said, if we think we can just outscore people with offense and be an offensive team, and he said, and there is some of that thought amongst us, he said, we're in for a rude awakening. So that tells me that there's somebody behind the scenes with a lot of influence here who is thinking, we don't need to worry about defense. And the coach is like, no, we have to worry about defense. And the coach is right.
So did the coach, when he says amongst us there are people who don't think that, does he mean front office people or does he mean player people? Because that's a little bit different there. Does he think there are players who just go, I'm just going to go out and score a bunch and we're going to win?
Well, here'd be a guess. I don't think he has any concern of what the players are thinking.
Well, I don't know. They need to learn, obviously, from last night. So maybe he should worry about what the players are thinking.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, with the players, like, if that's what you think, you're just not playing. Go over there and sit by Duarte.
Sasha. Put Sasha in there, yeah. Well, it's taken him a long time to get in there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Something to keep an eye on with the deadline looming. They have to do something, don't they? Or it's going to be hard to sell standing pat to fans.
I think they've got to. I really do. I mean, you know, and I don't mean a home run because they can't make a home run. They don't have enough assets to do that. But
yeah,
they've got to get a player that they feel like they can plug in. You know, trade him and they can plug him into the rotation.
I have a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if this is going to work. It was just a guy that I love that's been around for a while, but he's on an Eastern Conference team.
Connie Hawkins
so you
is
don't
not
hear
even
about
alive
him.
Anymore.
He would be so good for this team.
Yeah,
but he doesn't play any defense, and even I can say that. No, I think a guy who can almost swap money-wise for Harrison Barnes, maybe a little something else, and DeAndre Hunter from the Hawks. I mean, he's a three. He's about 6'8". You know, he shoots the ball well.
Yeah, he's a
3'4". He's I've been reading about him a little bit lately. I mean, some people higher than others on him as far as athleticism is concerned or whatever. But he's supposed to be a pretty good defensive player. He shoots the ball pretty well. He's on the Hawks, so you really can't tell how good he is.
Well,
that's
the scary part.
So
I think he's a real player, but he's been hurt so much.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Negative.
That's the other thing. But him for Barnes and maybe something else to make the money work. I don't know if that still is. In fact, I don't know if they still do that anymore in pro sports where it's 15% of the salary, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I just think that he would be a guy who you'd put in. I think he'd be an improvement over Barnes. Barnes, if he has anything left, needs to go somewhere else to do it because I think that everything's just kind of turned a little bit on him. And I think Hunter could come in, and it's a guy you're taking a chance on. It would improve that one position. It might allow Keegan to do a couple other different things. So that's where I'd go as far as improving around the edges because, like you say, you're not improving the core, I don't think, at this point.
Here's the thing, though, Jerry, and I know you know some people with the Hawks. So if you were running this deal for the Hawks, Mr. Basketball comes to you.
I would call first. Yeah.
And he's – You're offering HB and filler for DeAndre
Davion,
Hunter?
Maybe.
What would be your comeback to that?
I'd probably say, we're not really interested in that one.
I mean, that's all I got.
They're like the Kings. They've got, I mean, they're a worse version. I mean, they've got some good pieces that.
You've already had Herter, right?
So, yeah, you've been there.
Yeah.
And, they made, I know, you know, with what I know about the Hawks is they decided some time ago, even though with age, they wanted to keep Bogey over Herter. Mm-hmm. But it's also true they wanted to keep Hunter over Collins.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing with them now is they got to move somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DeJounte Murray is probably the guy they really want to move the most and has the most value.
Sure.
Hunter second. And I agree with you. I think he'd be terrific for this team if you knew he could stay healthy because he can guard people, and he's tough enough
to
play.
We don't have a lot of length.
He can shoot threes, but he doesn't really necessarily need the ball.
Right. He and Keegan would be a really good match. So I think he's a good fit. I've got another one for you.
Okay.
I've been saying this. And I'm not a huge fan, but I think he'd be a really good fit. He's almost next to my favorite guy, Bobby Portis. You can't get
Bobby. Bobby's untouchable, man.
No, had a chance a couple years ago.
Okay.
You didn't do it. Okay. Now you're sorry. But
you've been telling him for 2 years.
Oh, I just said, my God, he's out there.
Well, Nas Reed was your other one.
And
Nas
Reed, and that's him. But Wendell Carter. See, they can win without him now. They got the Euro. And then also
Goga Bitadze.
Mortich Wagner,
Wagner's
big
brother.
Wagner guy, too.
Yeah, he's good. He needs to play, a good enough play. But I think with Wendell Carter, he'd be a perfect fit with Sabonis. He can make threes. He can guard fours and play fives.
Yeah.
He can be a
problem solved.
Problem solved.
I get both of them.
Yeah.
Carter and Hunter. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Do you have to give up anything for either one?
Well, how are you? Okay, so that.
Are you willing to give up picks? Are you willing to give up picks? Because you've got some ones that you could give up.
Well, wait, but I don't know, right? Because they don't know when the one's going to convey to the Hawks.
But you could probably, if you needed to, you could probably sort that out with them.
A future one for Carter or for Hunter? I don't know. Hunter, the only thing I would do it with Hunter, except for, like you mentioned, Jared, the injury concerns as far as that concerned.
Well, and Carter, too.
Yeah.
He's been hurt some. I mean, they're both like top five, six, seven picks when they came out.
I think they both make the Kings better right now.
Yeah.
And I think that for that reason, maybe I would go ahead and do that if I'd have to use a pick, if that's all I can use and get something. If I think both of these two guys could appreciably improve the team right now, which is what I'm looking at. Because, like you said, the West is tough. It's very tough. 48 may not get you what 48 got you last week. So, yeah, I think I would include
that. Well, the reason I'd say, you might get Carter with Harrison Barnes. Because who is their backup to Wagner and Banchero?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure who is.
No. Probably some lottery pick that we don't know about.
Well, they got a ton of them. I mean,
they still have Mikal Petras? No, they don't have him.
Oh, that guy. Oh,
I'll tell you, they got one other interesting guy, Isaac.
We love Isaac. Yes. We loved him for years, and he made it like 2 weeks before he got hurt, I think.
Oh, if he could just. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you talked about a long.
Oh, he's the best. Except for the fact that he literally
never played. He isn't available to play but a couple games a year, but other than that.
But if you schedule those right, those are great games.
So, anyway.
There you go. I like where we're going.
I mean, I just think you have to look at, you look at the other team and say, first of all, if you're Orlando, okay, they're going for it.
Mm-hmm.
They've only got about 10 lottery guys. They're not wanting another one.
But the thing with
Atlanta
doesn't know what they're doing. So that's why I think they would trade, because they're like, whatever.
I think they'd trade him.
Yeah.
I think,
it up a little bit.
I don't know that they'd trade him for an older guy.
If I throw a pick in there.
Jerry,
I'm
sorry, from the Kings standpoint, would you have interest in Murray? DeJounte Murray? Or do you think there's too much? Because that's why they're moving off him, right? Because they thought he
and Trey don't fit.
Yeah, and so you might have the same thing with De'Aaron. And
I mean, I think you'd have to have interest. I'm just not sure. I know what they're kind of expecting.
Two ones, maybe,
because they gave up so much to get him. It's almost like a Gobert thing.
Yeah,
because he can defend and. I think you have to have interest, but I don't know that it'd fit real well. I really don't.
The team that makes the most sense for him, and it's come out now that they're interested, is his old team, the Spurs.
Yeah.
It's like he'd be a perfect fit for the Spurs, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Yeah. I'll tell you, another great fit for the Spurs would be Derek White.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's who would be a perfect fit for the Kings, that guy.
Yeah,
just one of those guys that come out of nowhere and keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Spurs and the Hawks, we're talking about that game they played a couple of days ago. For some reason, I'm watching it, and Wembanyama hadn't scored in the first half. He hasn't scored. He came in. He had like 7 dunks in the first 3 minutes of the second half. It was absolutely amazing, and none of the dunks started from like inside 5 feet. It was incredible, absolutely incredible watching.
I've never seen a guy be more impressive. To actually have very little to do with winning ball games.
Exactly, which is why you're going to hate this take that I have, Jerry, because I want him in the All-Star game. That's the one guy I want to watch play in an All-Star game is Wembanyama, so I put him in there. I know it, there's like 30 guys more deserving, but that's okay.
Oh, I think 40. I think
okay.
We go 40.
Yeah, but if, seeing what he did to the Hawks and they play even less defense in the All-Star game, if it's a spectacle, he was the guy I want to
see.
Well,
it is a spectacle, and you're 100% right, which is what's wrong with the All-Star game.
Okay. I'm what's wrong with the All-Star game, and I appreciate that. Yeah.
Before we go, anybody see any football upsets brewing this weekend? Anything of brewing?
Well, yeah, I do, but I don't want to say it when Stones is in the room.
What?
Because I think the Pack may be back again, is what I'm saying.
No.
That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying.
Why would you say that?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Come on.
Is it just a bug?
Buffalo and Kansas City, there's really no upset in that game. That's fine. And Baltimore's not going to get beat by the Texans, but I'll tell you something. Oh, Jordan Love looked pretty good last week.
Looked awful good, didn't he?
Yeah, didn't he look good? Like he could do that again this week, maybe?
Well, not against the Niners, he can't, but...
Oh, you're Stone's best friend all
yeah,
of a sudden?
No. Well, I just think the Niners are the better team, and I think Jordan Love's terrific. You know, looks like he is going to be the next Favre-Rodgers thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Don Majkowski.
Yeah. But Magic Man.
Yeah.
Ben Dickey.
Yeah. How about C.J. Stroud?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I mean, talk about a young star. I mean, I don't know that I've seen a quarterback, and I don't know a lot about it, that good his first year since Andrew Luck or something.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
Where you just
knew, said, yeah.
You know, just said, boy, this guy is the real deal. If you're Carolina, you're feeling good, aren't you? You're thinking, we traded. That's a danger with trading up all the time.
Yeah.
It's like
they did the Bagley on that one, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's even worse when you trade up. Because now
mortgage your future. Yeah.
Now you're really on the clock because you're saying we'll do anything we can to get this guy.
Yeah.
And you pass on
that guy.
You better be right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bagley, you're a wizard now. You were saying you were watching the Hawks and the Spurs. You said, I watched that for some reason.
I have no idea.
So Monday, who was it? The Wizards played the Pistons.
No, I did not watch that.
The Athletic sent a reporter there to ask people, why did you go to this game? And I know they have a picture. One guy says, I collect bobbleheads.
And it was best answer ever.
A picture of him with his little bobblehead. So it's a good question.
Which bobblehead did he get at that game?
It was some like lady or something that, I don't know, part owner of the team or something. That part I didn't quite understand.
Yeah.
They showed it. He's like, well, I collect bobbleheads.
Some woman. Yeah, I collect bobbleheads.
Marvin Bagley will find it in it with Washington, though, won't he?
Nah, I don't think so. But...
Marvin Bagley, the third team.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know, the thing with the Pistons, too, is they got a bunch of older guys on their roster. Hmm. You know, I mean, it's like...
like Boyan and...
The guy that played with the Kings, Colorado kid, God, I can't think of his name. Of course, I can't think of anybody's
good
name
kid.
Anymore.
Yeah, that's okay. He's a good kid. I like the
we
got to.
We got to get. I'm sorry. We should know that for you, Jared. That's on
that's
us.
Bad.
Colorado kid. Let's see.
That's a Colorado kid.
Yeah, yeah.
DeJuan White, right?
No.
He's on the Wizards now.
He's a wizard.
Devlin,
right? Yeah, he's a wizard.
I like that guy.
Kate Cunningham, Jalen Dern, Bojan Bogdanovic. Let's see. You know there's people.
Hopefully there are.
Yeah. Alec Burks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sure.
He's a player.
He's been on a lot of teams.
He's on the King. And he's been pretty good everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
But not good, you know. But then I saw, you know, against he got 30-some the other night, you know, and he was good against the Kings. You know, he was the guy created about as many problems as all their legends.
if you're on the Pistons and you score 30 against the Wizards, does it really even happen?
No,
I mean, it's like a tree falling in the
woods. It is.
Yeah, it's nobody.
But speaking of that, of course, the Bagley thing. But then we can go to the Warriors now. There's a little blip in there.
Yes.
But not absolutely. Just where they are currently, but who they picked and how that's worked out for them.
Would you have interest in Wiggins if you're the Kings?
Yes.
Would you?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Which Wiggins? That's the thing.
The one that's.
The early Wiggins isn't on the board.
No.
I'm saying the early days Wiggins, 2 years ago or whatever it is, that guy's not around anymore.
Well,
I want that guy.
Last two games he's played well, but before that he looked like a guy that just, I'll try you guys, but I really don't want to be here.
I don't know.
And that's fine. And that's fine. But
that's scary. But I mean, I think you're asking, you know, would you take a risk? Yeah, I would, because yeah. If you could get that, he's still young enough to get that guy
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's lively, he's long, he can make shots. In the playoffs against the Kings, he was probably the second best player on the Warriors.
Yeah.
And now their team leader is back, so everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's back,
He's back.
I didn't follow that. What did I miss there?
Oh, he Draymond.
He's really
Back. Yeah,
the team leader is back. He's going to be set the tone for everybody.
Yeah. Future Hall of Famer.
Gotcha.
Draymond absolutely,
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'm buying that.
Wiggins. Yeah. And you might not have to give up much to get him. It kind of reminds me of when Jeff Petrie went and got Weber, in part because no one else really wanted him. Right now, Wiggins is attainable, and it's a roll of the dice, but if
I think that's what you have. I mean, you're really looking for a break, and if you're going to get a quality player, you're probably, without giving up a lot or something, you're going to have to take somebody that's got a little damaged good, so to speak. You know, like I say, with that was a great case there. I mean, Mitch was going downhill. I don't know if they were aware of how much he was, but the point was we got to get rid of this guy, Weber.
Yeah, yeah.
He's creating too many problems.
Yeah.
And of course, for the Kings, it's like, well, yeah, we know that, but he's young.
Right.
And
yeah, when are you going to get a chance to get that?
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah,
you're not
exactly.
Get a chance.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's going to do it for us. Thanks for being with us. Play a little 2-on-2 here. Jerry, it's you and me, or captains. You get first pick. Who do you want of these two?
What two?
Me and Stones.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
I don't
want two.
Can I wave both of them?
What, are you going to pass? You can't pass. You can't abstain from making a pick.
Mr. Basketball.
It's okay. I mean, it hurts me more than – he's younger, but I'm Mr. Basketball.
Well,
I couldn't even get – even Barkley got picked in the commercial.
Well, I'm like our vaunted members of Congress. I abstain.
There you go.
Great.
You
that's
go.
Great.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
I might double abstain back on him, put the ball back in his
court. Why don't you guys just play one-on-one and we'll watch.
We'll see you next time. Thanks for being with us today on the Old Fashioned 3.
Thank you for joining the Old Fashioned 3 on Stones Radio Networks. To stay updated on the show, like and subscribe on YouTube, and all shows are available for download on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, at stonesradionetworks.com. Follow the show and the gents on Twitter at OL, Fashioned, and the number 3, at Phantom Radio 60, and at Whitey Gleason. This has been a production of Stones Radio Networks.